Who owns America Fisheries? Formerly National Coast.
This is a tough question. I don't know where to begin. I want to go back to something I raised before, and that is, do you want to get the job done or not? I think what I do believe is that the more rents that you use to bribe existing participants to change, the more likely it is that you'll get the job done, and the quicker it will be to get the job done. So, you know, we might just choose to wrangle over the distribution of the pie for the next 10 years and not have a reserve system by the end of the next 10 years. The other valid question here is, how much difference does it make to leave increasing amounts of rent with people in terms of their stewardship and sustainability incentives? And I think, I don't know the answer to that, and that's a researchable question. A simple answer might be to say, well, if you leave anything with them, they'll still want to make it bigger. But a real question is, if you leave a lot of the rents with people, will they behave as even better stewards than they would if you left a small amount on the table? I don't know what the answer is. That's in some sense, a researchable question. Why has there been resounding silence to the Romney Masinko paper? I think because the idea that we should use options is just an assertion. I mean, it's just an opinion of two people, and it's as valid as anybody else's opinion. It embodies a particular view on what the income distribution ought to be, and economists don't really have much to say about what the income distribution ought to be. So it's a value judgment, and it's appealing, but it's a value judgment.
Also, both of us should read Tony Scott's So They Understand Property Rights.